so many times, you know, God's word is such a marvelous thing. You can read it and get a perfect picture from it and come back and read the exact same scripture at another time and get another picture from it, and yet they won't contradict one another. And many times I'm afraid we get tunnel vision. We see something one way and we never look at it in any other way, shape, form, or fashion. And, you know, that's why there is so many mistakes made when they go translating the Word of God and putting it into the form of man today, trying to put it into language and words that the lost world out there uses every day to try and reach them that they might understand. And they're aiming at one picture when they do that, and for one purpose. And they defeat all of the Word of God in the way that God sent it, that it can accomplish so much more than that. And you know, I'm afraid today that so many times we try and limit God to what that He is trying to communicate to the people in the world today, because that we're unwilling to listen and to accept God's Word and just say, you know, I believe it. And leave it at that. I believe it. Because if there's ever been a time that the Word of God needs to be stood upon, it's today. Not compromised, but stood upon it. The world over, people are trying to find a way that those that don't want to live by what the Word of God says, trying to find a way that they can be made to feel comfortable. But, you know, I found back when I was in sin, I found it was not the comfort that I found in the Word of God that reached me, but it was the uncomfortableness of the Word of God that reached me. It wasn't because it made me feel good where I was at, but it was because it made me feel uncomfortable. And I find in my life, it was not the, I guess you'd say, the praises and the things that mom and dad give me when I did good. But it was the punishment I got when I did bad was what molded me and really formed what I am today. Why? Because I learned that wrong carried a punishment. And that stuck in my mind more. I can remember and tell you the very way that I felt. Tell you the type of instrument that was used to punish me. But I could not remember very much about the praises that I was given. Why? They soon faded away. But that punishment stuck long in my memory. You and I today, the Word of God, it carries a praise for us if we're obedient unto it. But if we're not, it also carries a punishment. And it's time that people wake up and realize the punishments of God are not because God don't love us, but they're because that He does, and that He cares for us so much that He gives His life, that you and I might have the knowledge and the opportunity to know Him as our Savior. Alright, in the fourth chapter of St. Mark, the 14th and 15th verse, said, "The sower soweth the word, and these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts." Now, listen to that. Satan cometh immediately. He didn't let it last very long to where it could even take root to grow to accomplish anything. But immediately Satan comes and tries to uproot, disturb, destroy that very word that was sown there. You and I today, it don't take much when something is real new. You go out and you sow some seed. I don't care what it is. And when it first comes up, you can reach down with just your finger, even a child and begin to take hold of them and pull them up with ease. It's not hard at all, but you let it sit there and let it grow and grow and grow. I'm wrong, and I must come to the Word of God. And you know, back in the spring, I planted some tomatoes, and I planted them fairly deep, because knowing here in Missouri how dry it gets, anything that you can, you need to plant it as deep as you can. And I planted them down at the very bottom of the topsoil where I was planting it. And I just had to pull them up this week because the frost had already killed them. And I could not hardly pull them out of the ground. And I was amazed how far the roots had went out, though the ground where I had them planted was still soft. They went out and took hold, and they were nourished by the water, and they had roots, and they went out. I was just marveling at how big the roots were, and how they set all the way up the stone, right to the very top of the ground. Even some of them, where they laid down on the ground, and started to sink out roots from even where it was touching the dirt. You and I today, that's what God wants of us. To take His Word and seek root from it. Just let it feed our soul. Let it bring forth fruit on the inside, on the outside, all over for it, that the world might see. His Word is the most important thing in our lives. We're not willing to compromise it. We're not willing to back down upon it. You and I today, the Word of God, when it goes, it is for a purpose. It's being sown. Who's doing the sowing? It may be some preacher that's saying it. It may be some lay person that's giving the Word of God out. But it's still Christ that's being sown, because He's that living Word. And the devil wants nothing more than to destroy that. He's already accomplished it when Christ was here. But he soon found that instead of thinking his job was done, it wasn't. He wasn't the victor then, and he's still not today. And you and I today, Christ, when it's sown forth the Word, the devil, I don't care who it is that hears it, the devil will very soon try and destroy that was heard. I know from being a Christian for many years, when the Word of God or some preached message or whatever it might be reveals something to me that I need to do, I've never had it to come that the devil didn't come very quickly and try and excuse you. Try and make you feel comfortable. Try and let you know that it's just fine the way that you are. There's no need. You're better than so-and-so. Or that there's no need. Times have changed. Have you ever heard somebody that used the excuse when there was something pointed out in their life that say, well, so-and-so does this. That much worse. Are you telling me that? And look at your life. It makes no difference what you were telling them was the truth. Rather than saying thank you for telling me the truth, they're defeated to destroy the one that failed, or try to justify themselves for the condition they're in. Why they're listening under the devil that tried immediately to uproot that very word that called to point out what God was required of them. And you and I today, when that word is sown in our heart, the best thing we can do is get on our knees and say, yes, Lord, thank you, God, for caring enough for me to point out exactly where it is that I stand. And I was thinking about a picture that I saw when they was talking about this antique furniture in the wood that it was made out of. and how beautiful it was. And here the man that owned the peas, he knew what to call the wood that it was made out of. But he did not begin to understand how it was made, where it come from. He just knew it was pretty and it had a name. But here the expert began to tell him. He said, this wood is taken from the very base of a tree, right where the roots go out, where the strongest stress is put upon that tree. All of the twisting of the wind and everything. All the marches where that tree stood, the stress of the wind twisted upon it. And it damaged it a little bit. But it would heal back. And then when it sawed, oh, with a saw, it showed forth all the pleasure. And it made it so expensive. Why? The little bit of it, it comes from trees that cut in high stress when the area where they have to sink down deep root to support the top of the tree and it supports it. But there's that point that's under all the stress. It bears the marks of all that tree has been through. It bears the marks of pressure that's been put upon the roots of and because of it, it is greatly saved. You and I today in the world, they might laugh, they might make fun, they might think they're so good. But look at it this way, we're growing a piece of wood. For the Lord, it'll be beautiful in His hand. When we can't stand before it, and our lives are presented, it will be worth something. And the world, they can't see the value. And like this man was saying, you don't notice it from the outside of the tree, the stress that it's been under. It's when you cut it and get to the inside that you can see. You and I, you know, in our life, the world might look at us and think we just got everything so easy. They don't realize the stress that we've been under. The devil's job is to root it up before it ever gets roots enough to support that top. If that tree is standing in an area where these winds come and it don't have strong enough root system, it don't damage the base of the tree like that. To where it has pretty root wood, it will be uprooted and the whole tree will be destroyed. The ones that has that is the ones that stood the test of time. The ones that took the storms. The one that bore all of the abuse of the wind. I've noticed trees that is in an area where the wind blows real hard. And you look at that tree, over its lifetime, it gradually forms and it sort of shapes itself with the direction that the wind comes from. It sort of leaves, or the branches grow more on the other side. Why? Because they weren't the ones that was resisting the wind, but the ones where the wind always hit. They don't grow as low, they're not as wide, but the strength of them is stronger than the ones on the other side. Why? They were the ones that were taking all of the board for the rest of the tree. They were the ones that were bearing up under the pressure. It doesn't matter in the eyes of the world how big we might look. God knows the load that we're carrying. He knows what we're doing. He knows exactly what each one of us is going through. He knows whether we're resisting the forces that the devil put against us or whether we're giving in to each and every one of us. God wants those that will stand and bring forth fruit no matter what is the, I guess you'd say the pressures and the force that is being applied to us against doing what God wants. God wants us to still come forth and accomplish it. It says, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. You know, a lot of times I've heard people leave a church and had done, discounted the message. I heard a deacon of a church say one time after the preacher preached a wonderful message, but because it was to the church and what God required, this deacon walking out of church, and I don't know why God would send a message like that. Or I don't know why that man would preach a message like that. This church sure did need it. If the church hadn't needed it, God wouldn't have sent it. You and I today, God sends that we need in a time of passion. It's just whether we're ready to accept it. Are we willing to accept the seed that God has sown? Or do we start rejecting it? For it ever takes time to take root in our heart and pray for it. The devil's job is to root it up. Our job is to immediately begin to water that word, to look at it and say, Lord, yes, it's me. I'm the one that did it there. I'm the one that's in violation. I'm the one that's been rejected. What you said my way. I'm the one that wouldn't listen. God, it's me. And if we each and every one of us will do that, when we stand before God, we can have something to present unto Him. You know, the Word of God, it was sent for a purpose, and according to His Word, it's going to accomplish the purpose God sent it for. And what was that purpose? To give each and every person on the face of the earth the opportunity to know what God requires and whether you're going to be obedient unto it. We can read the Word according to the Bible. If we've got enough knowledge to read the Word or got the opportunity that we can hear somebody that can read or just preach the Word to us, then we've got the opportunity to accept God. And that was the purpose of the Word, was to come that you and I might be saved. That's why the devil wants to root it up. That's why he don't want me and you to bring forth any fruit. That's why he don't want us to accomplish anything. Why? Because if you turn your heart and life over to the Lord, somebody that's watching your life may do the same, and then the devil, not only did he lose you, but then he lost that one that was watching you. And then there's somebody watching that other person, and he stands a chance of losing them. And it's a snowball affair. The devil don't want to give it in. But God has forgiven you and I everything we need to bring forth abundantly for it. He gave us the good soul that we might grow in. And we'll just accept His Word and be willing to listen unto what God has to say to us. Realizing that the Word of the Lord was sent knowing that the biggest majority of people would reject it. Knowing that the biggest majority of people don't want to live by it. But God loved us enough that He paid such a great price for that few. And do you realize, though the devil may tell you, you're not worth anything, nobody cares. Christ cared enough that He would have died if you would have been the only one that would accept Him. He would have died for you. Why? Because that's exactly what He did. He died for you. I'm so thankful I come to the place I see that He died for me.
that He loved me that much, and He's there for each and every one of us today. But when we get right with the Lord, we can't just sit down and say, I've got it made now. We've got to start from that point and grow for God. Sit down, root, dig in the Word of the Lord. Find out what God's required of us. Anchor ourselves into the Word of the Lord and be that tree for God. Standing there, though we may be standing all alone on the hill. Have you ever seen a tree just outstanding by itself in a field? The field can look pretty, but oh, how that tree attracts your attention when you look at it. Why? If you're standing there all by itself, well, the day you do fly, a lot of times that's the way the devil makes us feel, that we're just standing there all by ourselves. But if you want to know, God's word is true when He said, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you. That tree, though it may look like it's all alone, it's being nourished by the sun, by the rain, by everything that it needs, by the supreme God of all the universe, just like you and me can be nourished. He said that we're worth more than all these things, you and I today. That's why God
cares for each and every one of us and has made a way for us. But will we listen? Will we accept? Will we recognize that the Word of God, when it goes forth, it's our job to resist the devil and keep him from pulling it up? Have you ever seen anybody that planted a garden? And isn't it strange? You can work up ground. If you don't sow anything on it, just weeds start coming up. You do not see the crows out there pulling up them weeds. They leave them alone. But you can work up that same ground and you plant corn. And how they know it's there, I don't know. But as soon as it starts through the ground, you watch them. They get a hold of the top and pull it up and eat the kernel of corn off the bottom. People will put scarecrows up. They'll do a little bit of everything to scare them away until that grows enough to where it's got root, it can endure. It can withstand those things that the crows are trying to do to it. Well, you and I, in our Christian life, when that word is sown, our job is to resist the devil at changing anything that was said, anything that was presented, anything that was showed to us by that word, until it has time to grow. When he comes and says, yeah, but couldn't it be this? Couldn't it be that? Say, no, this is what it said, and leave it in that. You and I today, God has got us held responsible with what we do with the Word of God. And it makes no difference how clever an argument the devil puts up in our ear, and he can't be awful smart. Why the Bible talked about his ministers of lie. The devil may could those that he got going out look just as good, almost just the same as those that God has going for him. Why he offered a counterfeit, and a counterfeit is something that looks real close to the real thing, but yet it's not. You can get counterfeit money. You can go in the store and feel like you've got a lot of money that you worth a lot. But when you pull it out, they discover it's counterfeit. Though it looks so good, what can you buy with it? Absolutely nothing. Why? It's worthless. It's not even worth the paper that it's wrote on, because they won't do anything with it. But cast it in the fire and burn it. That's the same thing that will happen to me and to you. And we accept that, then the devil wants to sin their way. We must let the good seed grow in our life and us do all that we can to keep it growing and bringing forth. You know, because you read the Bible and God shows you something that you need to do. Is that the time then for you to lay it down and say, well, that's all I need to know? No, that's the time that your appetite were to be stimulated and you say, oh boy, let me see what else I can find. That should be the very thing that drives each and every one of us. Do we know? Do we really understand what God's got in His Word for us? You can live a lifetime and won't know it all. Won't understand it all. That's the thing about the Bible. It's different than any other book. You know, you can buy books that's got more words in it than the Bible's got. You can buy books that's thicker. You can buy books that it takes literally several books to tell you all that they was trying to tell you. All you got to do is go to any law library in the country and you'll see how many books it takes to tell me and you what our government is requiring us to live by. And yet you can pick up the Bible and you realize if you're obedient unto it, you could throw 99% of the books that man has wrote for law away and they wouldn't be needed. Why? God made it basic. Very simple for you and I to understand if we would. While we get some song to sing, if there's one here and there's something in your life that you need to pray about, if the Word of the Lord, you've been trying, instead of letting it grow, trying to find a way around it, why not come and just accept what God said? You know, each and every one of us, and I know I've been there, had messages that hit right where we were sitting. We couldn't look around and say, well, that must have been meant for them, or that must have been meant for them. But we'd have to say, that was meant for me, if we was honest. When that comes our way, what do we do with it? The only thing that we can do with it to get that message put in a place when we stand before God, we won't have to be standing there giving account of it, is just water it into our heart to where we grow by what we heard until we can look to the Lord and God look at us and see we accepted that message wholeheartedly. We didn't resist, but we yielded unto it. You and I today, no matter how old a Christian we are, does not give us an excuse to rebel. You know, when I was young, Mom and Dad punished me. But you know, I just found the older I got, the stiffer and the harder the punishments were. Of course, I was doing different things. But if I'd have listened and been obedient back when I learned, when I was young, and learned the things of respect, that what they say don't do, don't do it. Then when it got to I was doing bigger things, there wouldn't have been a punishment. Why? Because I would have been obedient unto the Word. But by me being a rebellious child, always wanting to, I guess you say, play on the borderline, I found out the older you get, the harsher the punishment was. You and I as a Christian, that's the same way with God. When we become an old Christian and we rebel, the punishment gets very stiff and very hard to take. But if we humble ourselves before God, we can still find forgiveness. While we sing, will you come? Don't let the devil steal away the good seed. Because as we read to you there, that's what he tries to do immediately. Before you ever leave the house of God, he will put in your mind a thought to try and overcome what you just heard, what God just showed you. But the only way to do is just say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, it's me. I'm the one that needed that. Yes, Lord,
And when we accept that, we'll find the forgiveness of the Lord is right there. God don't punish us if we didn't know for something. But when we reveal that to Him, we find the forgiveness is there if we accept it real quick. It's when we reject it. It's when the punishment gets real severe.